Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bed breaks go getting you down.
Little Atlanta Rhythm section bring us back. ARS. It's one of my favorites of theirs. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're starting a business or growing a business or trying to divest of one, trying to let somebody else have your business. We got something you can read or listen to there, even watch. We got videos, too, up on the website. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our friend Dennis DeLuca. And Dennis is president and co-founder of a family-owned business, Biotics Research Corporation. Dennis, give us the website, please.
Website is www.bioticsresearch.com, B-I-O-T-I-C-S, research.com.
Thank you for not spelling research. We appreciate that. Bioticsresearch.com. Check it out, folks. And they make supplements. They make nutritional supplements that you get from your doctor. So what would somebody do, Dennis? Do they go to the doctor and they're not feeling well or whatever, and would they say to their doctor, I've heard about this company, Biotics Research. Would you help me? Do you think a supplement would help me? What do you think? I've never heard of a doctor recommending a supplement on their own.
Certainly, many, many thousands of them do, across the United States, tens of thousands of them do. But if your doctor does not,
more and more are, aren't they?
You can absolutely. There's no question. As people become more informed, and that's one of the great things about the Internet, is there's research available. People are more informed, and a more informed consumer is a great thing for Biotics Research. And
right.
So you certainly can ask your doctor, let them know that they're only available through doctors. But there are, like I said, many thousands of doctors across the country that actually have some of these products right in their office, right, or they're happy to get them for you. And if you don't have a doctor, then let us know, and we'll find one in your area for you.
And they can probably find that out through your website, right?
Well, you would contact our office if you can't find a doctor in your area, and we would get the names of several for you.
Okay, good deal. Okay, so let's talk about you've grown your business is almost 40 years old, Dennis. I mean, you guys have a family owned business 37, 8 years old. 4 or 5 years old, I guess it is. Over the years, you've had a lot of success, but I'm sure you've made some mistakes. What have you learned from those?
Well, certainly we've had growing pains over the years, and there's no question about it. One of the areas, of course, has been managing growth and also managing our employee base. Because we've had phenomenal growth, we've had to or been fortunate enough to continue to increase our employee base. And from that perspective,
how many employees do you have now?
In the home office right now, we have about 155.
Yeah. All right.
And so
small business. That requires some serious professional management with that many people.
It does. It certainly does. But it provides tremendous opportunities too. And
back to some of the things that you've learned, maybe where you messed up. If you had to point to one thing that was a mistake, a blunder, a failure, whatever it might be, that you learned the most from that you may think somebody else could benefit from, what would that be?
Well, let's see. A number of years ago, we filed a lawsuit against the federal government. And you quickly find out the government prints money.
Is this where I say, I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
That's probably the case. No, really, it's a matter, probably the biggest that we see periodically is for the family-owned business or for small businesses, the ability to let go of things yourself and, let other employees, train other employees to take over roles that you had been comfortable with. But you can't, we start out as a small business. We're wearing all the hats, and sometimes we have to start sharing those hats. And I think that can be a challenge. But what you find out is you're much better off if you know, you've got 10 people doing something at the, you know, percent competency level, and then you come in and help fine-tune it, as opposed to trying to do it all yourself. Because I think many of us have a hard time letting go, but once we do, we see that we actually we do a better job in our organization for our clients.
Well, one of the things I talk about on the show a lot, Dennis, is seeking excellence, not perfection. That's one of the main things that managers have to think about, isn't it?
It is. That is exactly right. That is exactly right. And
that's when you start your business and you're the only one doing it, you're doing all the jobs, obviously you're doing them perfectly, right? And in your eyes, you see this, you see it as perfection. When other people do it and they don't do it like you, then you think that they're not doing it right. They still might be doing it in an excellent way, but it might not be perfection, and at least in your eyes. And that's what you meant by letting go, right?
That's exactly it. We can't do it all ourselves. We have to leverage our time and our skills and train others to do these roles.
Mm-hmm. So I guess what we're saying is every company needs to define what excellence is. What is the level of excellence that we expect and that we require? And let's identify what that is within the parameters of our capital, our people, our, you know, where we're at the stage of the company, that excellence is something we decide on, we identify, and we measure against, right?
There's no question about it. That's exactly it. And that's how others will measure us as well.
Right. And that bar can move, folks. As you get more capital, if you get a little bit bigger, you get more successful, you can adjust the level of excellence. Perfection, though, can actually never be reached. Tintail, we're going to be right back with Dennis DeLuca, and we're going to talk some more about his small business after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.